Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm Kelly Hoskins with your St. Louis area news powered by Bomery Automotive. In a Fox 2 follow-up, a man is charged this morning for setting a fire that critically injured a teenager in Florissant. Bobby Kopasz is charged with arson for allegedly setting the fire early Friday morning. When firefighters arrived at the home on Curtis, there was heavy smoke coming from the back of the home. A woman made it out and alerted firefighters that her son was trapped on the first floor. Firefighters were able to rescue the teen, and he was taken to the hospital. Police say Kopasz is known to the family, but have not revealed why he may have set the fire. And for the second time in 2 weeks, a Roxana restaurant was hit by a car. Police tell us they were called for a traffic complaint and pursued the driver for a short time. Shortly after, officers called off the pursuit. The driver misjudged a turn and crashed into the Deluxe Diner on Central Avenue. The diner had to be closed yesterday for repairs. Now, just 2 weeks ago, a customer accidentally hit the gas instead of the brakes and drove into the building. The driver suffered minor injuries. Thousands are expected to brave the rain in downtown St. Louis this morning to take part in the 4th annual St. Louis Women's March. This year, it's honoring the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage, which allowed women the right to vote. It begins at 10 across Market Street from City Hall, and marchers will then head to the Arch Grounds. The local march is just one of many happening nationwide. And from the Fox 2 Weather Center, we wake up this morning to temperatures in the 40s. But a cold front will be moving through, sweeping away the last of the rain and sending temperatures dropping quickly near 30 at midday and then the low 20s by evening. We'll see the coldest temps we've seen since November on Sunday and Monday. From the Fox 2 Weather Center in St. Louis, I'm Kelly Hoskins.